Joe Seidenberg oversees Red Feather Development Group, a Flagstaff, Arizona-based organization that works to create healthier home environments for Native communities. That includes repairs, weatherization, and now installing hand-washing stations. Joe, thanks for joining me today. Can you describe these stations? How do they work?
The hand-washing stations are a simple do-it-yourself design. Two 35-gallon trash cans that have some PVC piping that moves clean water from one drum into the other, which holds the gray water. They operate via a foot pump, so they have hands-free operation, and they drain. We have a drain port on the bottom of the gray water drum, so people can easily attach a hose and direct it into some shrubs or away from their home.
And how many have you installed so far?
To date, we have been able to build just over 210 units, and we've distributed those equally across the Navajo and Hopi Nations. And our approach so far has been to use our staff and a team of volunteers. And we're in a period now where we're starting to transition some of the work where we're teaching local Navajo and community groups how to build the units themselves. And we're doing that, one, to help us meet the incredible demand that we've had for the systems, as well as to build local capacity.
And how does a household get one of the wash basins? Do they sign up for it, or is there a waiting list?
Right now, we have a wait list of over 250 individuals. When we first posted this idea to social media when COVID first hit, we thought, you know, maybe we'd have a few requests, and it went viral. We had over 30,000 views on social media, which is quite a bit for us. So we realized there's just this tremendous demand for the systems, and that stems from the, you know, 30% of the houses across the Navajo Nation and an equal number at Hopi that lack running water.
Are you seeing that by installing these hand washing stations and thereby increasing hygiene, you're also by extension maybe reducing the spread of the virus?
Absolutely. We were seeing a lot of folks that would share a common basin that might sit on a kitchen table, and they would dip their hands in it, multiple family members. And this was done out of the necessity of conserving water. What we liked about the design that we adopted from Lava May X is that it provides up to 500 hand washings at one time.
Joe, your organization, Red Feather, does a lot of work to make homes on Native lands healthier, whether that's weatherization or fixing roofs, electrical repairs, etc. How do you see the correlation between a healthy home and healthy outcomes for its residents?
Sure. There's lots of housing data out there that highlights the vast disparities that exist in American Indian and Alaskan Native homes. At the Hopi and Navajo Nations, the data shows twice the level of asthma as non-Native populations. We're now seeing with COVID that people that have upper respiratory problems are more susceptible to complications with the virus. So there's clear linkages between the health of someone's home and their personal health and well-being. Since the beginning of Red Feather's roots lied in these disparities that existed, and trying to help ensure that families aren't slipping through the cracks, that tribal elders aren't freezing to death in their homes, that we can build awareness of how the health of your home influences the health of individuals.
That's Joe Seidenberg of Flagstaff-based Red Feather Development Group. And I'm Mark Dugan, reporting for KSUT.